Chapter 4. After Helen had been missing for 2 days, Dad went down to the cops and told them about it. They put in a missing person report and told him not to worry. Teenagers were always running off and usually came back by themselves. When Dad came home, he told Mom, "It's just a phase or something. She'll come back. Give her a few days of missing her meals and she'll come back." Then after that, he seemed to forget all about her. But Mom didn't. She moped around the house worse than ever. She could hardly get herself to cook. All she could do was open some cans of stew or something and heat it up on the stove. I could tell that Dad didn't like it, but he didn't say anything. She even stopped watching TV. Mostly she sat at the kitchen table in her bathrobe drinking coffee. At night, she just picked at her food. "I can't stand watching you pick at your food like that," Dad said. "Stop worrying. She'll come home soon." To tell the truth, seeing Mom so low all the time got on my nerves too. Once I went into Helen's room looking for a pencil, and I caught Mom sitting on Helen's bed, holding Helen's sweater in her hand and smelling it. "My poor baby," she said when I came in. "I'm so worried about her." I was worried about her too. I knew that she didn't have any money, because she hadn't had enough for lunch that day she ran away. She hadn't taken any clothes either. They were all still in her room where she'd left them. How was she going to live with no money and no clothes? I wondered where she'd gone. Farther downstate, I figured, Rochester or Albany or maybe even New York City. I'd been down to Rochester on a school trip to see a science exhibit that one of the photograph companies there put on, but I'd never been to New York. Helen had been to New York once on a school trip. They saw some Shakespeare play and spent the night in a big hotel. When she came back, she was all excited about New York, how big it was and how many people there were and the wonderful things that the stores were packed full of. She couldn't get over the stuff in the shop windows, books and records and cameras and clothes and hi-fis and silverware, anything you could think of. So she might have gone to New York. You could hitch there in a couple of days.